I come representing the women's ministry. Amen. Pastor Andrea King. On behalf of women's ministry, we want to first of all welcome you.
Yes.
And your reputation precedes you. I have heard of your anointed spirit. That you have led many women to understand God's ministry in their lives. And we look forward to your shared talent here at Imani. We know that you could have been anywhere, but you've come here to bless us. So we welcome you, and we have some gifts to help you in your journey here at Imani. And I have helpers here to present these. We have a wonder file to help you with your organization, and you're probably very good at that already. Amen. We have a journal to help you reportedly keep track of your unruly saints. We have a box here that contains messages of encouragement and thoughts from your congregation. Did you want to say?
Yes, I do have something to say.
Also, a final gift from the women's ministry at this time are the office supplies used in redecorating and making your office beautiful.
Amen.
It looks wonderful. So welcome, welcome, welcome.
This is normally our the time of praise. And because of this special day and high day, we're just doing one praise song this morning. So if you don't get it now, you can't get it later. One praise song. And the name of this song is I've Got a Testimony. How many of you all have a testimony this morning? All right, I'm gonna come and find out. Okay, I'm gonna come and find out the reason you raised your hand. Because we wanna hear your testimony today. Isn't it a beautiful day that God has given? I mean, you know what, we could be lying down the street in an ambulance. Did you know that? You could be in an ambulance in critical condition. Did you know that? But you're here. You're here this morning. Because of that, that's enough reason for you to have a testimony. All right? All right, choir, we're going to sing I've Got a Testimony. Let's go, Dan.
I'm not afraid.
bless me with a wonderful church in my kingdom. Bless me, and I'm here today to tell the world where the Lord has brought me from. I praise God. Amen.
Church family, God bless you. I got a testimony. Come on now.
So to get a chance to say thank you through Pastor Richardson and the family. For your working heart over here at Imani, and a chance for me to welcome Pastor and Priya. So, this is all my children. And my grandchildren. And I'd like to thank you. I did not expect what you did for us this morning. But I'm glad that my children here see how I am working hard for the Lord. So, Pastor Andrea, when I first came here, it was only my hands. But I'm here with my hands to support. Other than that, I'd like to say thank you for your caring for the Bible family. And I know you love me. And so, Brother Butler keep asking me to take a picture and put in the tarot. And so he keep asking me, keep forgetting. And so I'm telling you right now, Brother Butler, my picture is going to be outside. That's my picture. Unless I have to be here in 1 year so you can see my real picture. So the song that we're going to sing today, we're going to sing in our language. This well is not my home.
get in here today.
Ooh, Diane, wait for me, wait for me.
The Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. I'm going to say it one more time. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever. If the Lord has been good to you, put your hands together and bless the name of the Lord. Oh, because we've come to glorify his name. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. They have given me an assignment today. But before I begin, I just want to introduce myself to those who do not know who I am. My name is Pastor Kurt King. I am the pastor of the Valley Fellowship Church of Seventh-day Adventist. I bring you greetings from Rialto, California. And I want to let you know that we at Valley Fellowship, we have been praying for you. We will continue to pray for you. And I pray that you will be praying for us. They asked me to say just a couple of words about my lovely wife, the bride of my youth, and she'll be my bride of my old age. So they wanted me to say just a few things that you may not know about her. Well, first of all, she's not going to let you know this, but I'm going to let you know now as her husband that her name is Pastor Andrea. Amen, amen. When I first met her, I wanted to know, is it Andrea or Andrea? And she let me know it's Andrea. Amen. But there's a couple things I like to tell you about her. Is one thing is she loves desserts. She loves desserts. She loves peach cobbler. She loves sweet potato pie. But her favorite dessert is rhubarb pie. It's a dessert her great-grandmother, we call her grandmama, used to make back in Erie, Pennsylvania. And it's a dessert she has been very
good at making in our household. So that is her favorite pie. And another thing about her is that she is an actor. You know, we don't say actress no more. She's an actor. She loves to act. She used to act when she was a young lady. She acted in high school, also at Oakwood University now. She was the president of WSB, Women Succeeding in Black. So she loves to act, and she loves to write plays. Okay? Moving from there, and I see you guys love to act. It's just drama all around. Amen. Amen. She's going to fit right on in. Another thing about her is I like to let you know her favorite movie. Now, this is very important. There's movies she's like, but there's one. I have bought her this movie in VHS, in DVD, and I'm looking for the Blu-ray. But her favorite movie is The Color Purple. Back in the day, she doesn't do it now, but back in the day when she would preach, it's just so in her that a Color Purple quote would come out in every sermon. But the Lord has converted her, amen. But that's one thing. But going beyond that, I just want to let you know that Pastor Andrea King, is one who believes in the moving of the Lord. Her mother, she is like her mother, Juanita Trustee, and they don't believe in I can't. This is my DIY wife. She will get it done. She will do it herself. She is my electrician. Amen. Even though my daughters say daddy can fix anything, it's truly my wife. But there's one thing. I'll tell you one story, quick story about her mother and tell you a story about her. One year when Jonathan was about to be born, my mother-in-law decided to do some missionary work in Nigeria, and she got involved into the mission, what was going on there, and she wanted to establish a computer lab where she was in Nigeria. And she solicited all these donations, all these computers, and she was going to take them to Nigeria, and she decided she was going to take 20 laptop computers in her carry-on luggage. I told my mother-in-law, you can't do that. It's one. She's like, oh, I can't. Watch me. And did you know she got 20 laptop computers, got them to Nigeria on her carry-on? I tell you that to tell you this other story. When Haiti was struck with the tragedy on last year, the conference asked us to donate funds to the cause of rebuilding Haiti. But Pastor Andrea decided that the Lord had impressed upon her that she was going to send a truckload, an 18-wheel truck, to Haiti. She got up in church. She said it. We all looked at her. Oh, that's so beautiful. But she was determined. You can't tell a trustee you can't, okay? They will. And so she started making the plan. She's very detailed-oriented. And it rained, and it rained. It rained all week, if you remember that time. And we had people waiting at the church to bring in donations. It seemed like no one was coming. It was getting close to the deadline. But my wife, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, decided she was going to keep on going. She will not be deterred. We were going to fill an 18-wheel truck to send it to Miami to be flown to Haiti. And needless to say, that Sunday morning, when we loaded up that truck, it was full to the brim of supplies for Haiti. She even got someone to fly from Florida to Haiti for free. So I say all that to say this. When she gets here, when she stands here and says we are going to do something, and it sounds a little impossible, you need to have faith. believe that the Lord is working with her, and the Lord will do a great work, and it shall, it will be accomplished. God bless you.
Church, I don't think I've ever seen a welcome like the one you're giving Andrew. This has been royal for a king. And we have felt the Spirit of the Lord here, and it's just been wonderful. I've been blessed. I think we've all been blessed. It's just been great. And we know that you're going to be blessed to her ministry. As a conference, we are very blessed to have Andrea. She has blessed our churches and blessed us at the altar when she's been there for our devotionals. At this time, we're going to have the installation service. And welcoming you to the church, installing you here in this church, being a part of this church. And I will read the part. I believe you all have a... They're being passed out? Okay. I will read the part where it says Elder Perez, and then where it says people, you will be led by Pastor Richardson. All right.
Will you please stand? We'll invite the congregation to stand at this time. We want to invite our pastor, Pastor King, if she will come down right here in front. And you turn on the face of the congregation.
She's a part here for you. Friends, we have gathered today to welcome your new pastor, Andrea King, her husband Kurt, and her children, Jonathan and Laura, into your ministry and fellowship.
We welcome Pastor King as God's servant and shepherd for this time and in this place.
Who are you that welcome her today?
We who are part of the body of Christ and are called God's chosen people, we worship in this place.
As God's people, you are also called to ministry.
Indeed, we are. For we gather together in common worship. Our church doors are open to all who seek spiritual nurture. We are here to sustain one another when burdened, to extend a hand of charity, and to loose the bonds of bigotry, malice, hatred, and ill will. We are here to share the good news of God, love and deed, and in word, and to seek knowledge that each generation may grow in wisdom.
The Pastor King to the pastoral ministry of this congregation marks a new step in the life of this body. As members of the Imani Praise Fellowship SDA Church, what work do you request from your pastor? And Pastor King, do you accept this task?
We ask that you guide us in our worship and instruct us in our learning.
By the grace of God, I will.
We ask that you sustain us in our suffering and share with us in our joys.
Through God's unfailing love, I will.
We ask that you challenge us in our deliberations and abide with us in our frailties.
In God's power, I will.
You have heard the pledges of the one you have requested to be your pastor. I now ask you, will you receive her? And will you respect and support her as one that is duly called by God?
We pledge to Pastor King our support for her ministry among us. We will dedicate our talents and gifts in cooperative service so that our congregation will be complete and not lacking any good thing and live as Christ's healing agents in the church and community.
I have heard your pledges as God's in this place. Let us pray, asking the Spirit of God to assist us in filling our calling to his service.
Amen. As the musicians meditatively play, we're going to ask Pastor King to come down forward here. We're not going to ask him to kneel. We do that for minutes. We're going to lay hands on Pastor Elvis. If there are any pastors here today along with us, we're going to ask and invite him to come down. You are a pastor, please come on down. You're an elder of the church, please come on down. Any elder or pastor that's here, we're going to ask, and we're going to lay hands on Pastor King. Thank you. God bless you. Come on down. Any other elders here visiting, any other pastors here, we're going to lay hands on her. We're going to ask our head elder, Elder Eximenes, to pray over her
as the rest of us lay hands on her, and we pray for a fresh anointing in her ministry at this church, that God will bless her three times fold. Somebody ought to say amen. Not just double, but triple. Come on now. That the Holy Spirit will fall afresh on her and anoint her family, anoint her ministry, anoint her finances, anoint her fitness. Somebody ought to say amen. That God will pour out his blessings upon her at this time. Elder.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we bow before you this morning, this afternoon, giving you thanks and praise for your good, for your love, and for your mercies towards us. We thank you, Lord, to know that you sit high and look low. You see our needs, you see our faults. We come before you at this hour, Lord, and we ask, Lord, that you will clear anything that is within us that will prevent your power from moving forward at this time. May you cleanse us, Lord, from all unrighteousness as we lay hands on Pastor Andrea. Lord, we pray for your anointing on her today. We pray, Lord, that you will anoint her from the crown of her head into the sole of her feet. You have called her for a very serious task, Lord, and that is to lead your people. Ask that you would anoint her today. Allow her to see you high and lifted up. Allow her to listen to the still, small voice of your own that will lead and direct her life. Then we pray, Lord, that you would speak words of comfort to her heart, that you would speak the word that you'd have her to hear and the messages that you'd have her to preach to your people. We ask, Lord, that you lift her up on high, refresh her, you will renew her in you, so that your Holy Spirit, Emily, Lord, we pray that you would to keep them together, to help them, Lord, to be united in all things, so that we all can be a tower of strength to them as well. And we pray for this church, Lord, that we will be committed to your call, to the task that you have set before us, that we will follow her leadings, and that we will be able to do exploit for you to evangelize the valley for Christ in our generation. We ask, Lord, that you would bless her now. Allow your Holy Spirit to come down right now, Lord, and touch her life. Touch her, Lord, as never before. And allow her to feel your Holy Spirit within her that will change her life and will help her to continue to do your will. Be with each of the elders laying hands, Lord. May you also anoint them and allow them to be used by you for your ministry, for your cause here in Moreno Valley and in this country. Bless us, Lord. Bless our pastor. And grant her your Holy Spirit continually. We pray and ask these things in Jesus' name.